Welcome to the Lion's Nest Podcast. I'm Peggy, and I'm just a mom making it through motherhood one step at a time. Some days, our kids are amazingly beautiful, and some days, they kind of suck. But I want you to know, you're not alone. I'm going through it too. So please join me, because to be honest, I have no idea what I'm doing. Hello, welcome back. Here we are at the Lion's Nest Podcast. Hi, how are you? Are you ready for winter? Well, winter for here. Whatever time of year it is for you. Hi. How's it going? I have been really enjoying the days that I dropped Sawyer off for preschool. Not because I'm like, I mean, it's the time alone that is very nice. Those 3 hours are fantastic. Well, it's really like 2.5, right? Because I have to like leave the house, go pick her up. But it's nice because, you know, it's different than me going to work, right? Because like me going to work is work. Even though like I'm kind of in a creative job, it's still my job, right? It's not exactly like, ooh, free time. Even though in a way it is, like I only work part-time and I don't make a ton of money because I work part-time, but it's nice to have that space and to go to work and do that. Like, I appreciate that. But the 3 hours that I get, or 2.5 hours that I get from dropping Sawyer off, like, it's weird, right? Like, it's weird to be like, okay, bye, because she just walks in and doesn't care. I mean, she's just happy to be there, which I'm thankful for. And then I come home, make my coffee, turn on my trashy TV, and then lately I've been like recording reels. It's so funny because like Instagram has changed so much, right? And it truly is the best avenue right now to get my page out there, to hopefully bring people here, you, to listen. I'm hoping that one day that's what it'll lead to. And we are in this era of digital marketing, right? Like I didn't know anything about that. I didn't notice it. I always was on Instagram. I posted on my own personal page, you know, like, I don't know, not that often, regularly, but not like an insane amount. But now on my podcast page, I post all the time, daily, literally daily, I'm on there. And at first, like when I had started my last podcast with my cousin, she had like told me, she's like, we need to be posting like 7 to 10 times a week. And I was like, whoa, I like couldn't believe it. I was like, no way, like that's so much. I don't know how I'll handle that. And then it just became a routine. Like I was just doing it, you know, all the time. Like not always twice daily, but usually at least once a day for sure. And when I did that podcast, like reels were like barely coming out, right? Like I feel like reels really, really expanded during the pandemic. At least that's what I think. I don't know, you know, like all of a sudden Instagram just started promoting it and people were doing it. And like the people who jumped on that train early, like, oh man, good for you. Like, cause I saw it as being like, oh, like that looks like way too hard or cheesy or like, I'm not creative like that. Like I had no idea what to do. And so when I was like learning all of this, like online marketing, like really, I learned so much when I had done my last podcast. And so, I just did posts or like things on my story, but I didn't know a ton. And now, like, and even since I've started this, like, podcast page, which I'm almost at a year, which would be so crazy. I can't believe I make it a year. December will be a year. Man, that's wild, right? I'll probably make a special reel. But when I started that, like, I was just kind of like doing what I did before, like posting regularly, like, you know, trying to follow people who are in my niche of motherhood and all of these things. And then it was like, I really started noticing, like, it's probably 6 months into this, right? Like, being like, okay, like reels are kind of a thing. I was really intimidated. My very first one is so bad. Like, I want to go back and delete it, but then I'm like, no, I want to be like, look where you started. Right. And now, like, I honestly really enjoy it. Like, I'm trying to stay on trend. Like, that's a big deal. That's what they say, right? Like, be on trend, use trendy music, but also, like, have your own personal touch. And so the creativity part, I'm learning, I'm getting to it, right? Like, I'm channeling my inner creativity. But it's hard. It's hard to be creative or unique or, like, think outside the box. Because you want to be eye-catching, you know? Like, I'm not trying to become any sort of, like, major influencer by any means. But I want to get people to come to my page to listen to the podcast. I want people here. I want other moms who have no idea what they're doing to listen and be like, yay, someone else is on my side, you know? So if Reels and Instagram are the way to do it, I'm going to keep going for it. And so it's definitely a learning curve. I do feel that sometimes it is beneficial, and I do see growth from it and a little bit of interaction. Nothing major, nothing. Like, I haven't seen, like, my podcast like statistics jump up like crazy or anything, but at least on my page I'm finding interaction, which I like. So I'm hoping to kind of see that grow more, and it honestly is really fun. Like, I like it now, you know? Like, I'll hear a trendy song and I'm like, ooh, I have an idea, so I like try to write it down. Or just in general, like, I was vacuuming today, and this one is like a pure, like, I wouldn't call it creative one, but it's not typical. And so those ones are hard, right? Like, will someone find that interesting? Am I just going to be silly? Like, but whatever, you know, like, I'm almost into this point too, where I'm like, oh, well, I don't care if someone thinks it's silly. I don't care if I haven't had like anybody bash me on there. Like, I haven't had any trolls. I see people who, like, I think it's, like, once you get more into, like, a couple thousands of followers, I would assume, that's when the trolls start trolling. I don't know. Thankful I haven't had any of that yet. Obviously, like, if you get any sort of following, that stuff happens. But I don't want that. But so far, everything's been kind of positive. But there's obviously duds. Like, there's times, like, I thought I made this really fun reel the other day it was like my first one where I did like a outfit change and a makeup change and a hair change. And I was like, this will be cool. And I told Luis, I was like, be ready, babe. It's going to go viral. It did not. But I mean, you know, that's fine. Like, that's fine. Like, I looked at it and I was just like, man, it was so cool. I've watched it like a bunch of times because I was proud of like what I did with it. And I thought that was fun, you know? Of course, like, do I want to be like something I'm proud of? Do I want other people to like and see and pass on? Of course. But that's okay. You know, like, there's going to be one around the corner that's I probably won't be as proud of, and maybe it'll do it. But I used to be afraid. Like, I'd be like, oh, well, that's a dumb idea. I shouldn't talk about that, or I shouldn't post that or something. But I'm now into a stage of fuck it. Let's just post it. Right. Like, I think there was a trend of saying, send it. I think that was it. I don't really know. I'm so bad at the trendy lingo. My eyelash girl said to me the other day, oh no, what'd she say? No, it's like saying, oh no, see, I don't even remember it. It's like saying no lie, but there's a different word. Oh no, Jessica, what was it? Oh my God, I don't know, but she had said it to me. And then I was like at my sister-in-law's like her 2-year-old's birthday party, and she had friends there celebrating her 2-year-old. And I walked by and I heard someone say the thing. And granted, like she's 21 and my eyelash girl's 21. So like that lingo that they know is obviously different of me who's 30. And I was really proud when I heard the person at the party say the phrase. And my next eyelash appointment, I was like, girl, I was like, I heard it. And I felt so good. I knew, like, you know, so trying to stay on trend is really hard when like there's all sorts of new things. But yeah, so I've dedicated those like 2.5 hours to myself to watch TV and record reels. It's so fun. I love it. So look out for those. Like them, share them, save them. Do some of the same thing and tag me or something, you know. It's fun. Try it. It is a little like, it feels very awkward at first, right? But it's fun. I keep asking Luis, I'm like, would you do something like this with me? Like when I see couples dancing or if their husband's in it. Like, and he's like, ah, but I think I'm gonna get him into it. Because we wanna really start like Luis doing like a woodworking thing, which we came up with a business name for him, which I'm so excited about. And he's like building me right now this, I know, I can't remember if I talked about this last episode, but it's always a good reminder. Building this like oil shelf, and I want him to be able to make like 10 of them and start an Etsy shop. I'm really excited about that. But I was telling him, I was like, if we start an Etsy shop, then we need an Instagram. If we have an Instagram, then I want to do like videos of him doing woodworking, like making reels. And I think that would be cool because in like my niche of moms, there's tons of moms doing reels. Like that's true, right? Like I literally recorded one where I was like, oh, this is like unique, right? I use this one audio. I don't even know where I saved it from, but I saved it and I was like, I'll use it. I haven't posted it yet. It's like in my drafts to be posted within the week. And as I'm searching reels, I see this girl who did, it wasn't the same exact thing, but she used the same audio and it was like similar. And I was like, oh man. But that's how Instagram works. Like literally, like we're all having the same ideas and we're doing it our own way. So that's fine. That's how it's going to go. But with woodworking stuff, there's like, it's a smaller niche, and I'd love to see if like we can make some cool videos with that. And I have a lot of good ideas, so it'll be really fun. But back to Sawyer. So I mean, school's been going great. Her teacher like sent me this really sweet message because there's like this app that you join, and she was like, Sawyer's so sweet. She's so confident in class. She's really like doing well here. And that just made me so happy, you know, because like she's 3. So everything she knows so far is from me and family, right? But me and Luis, like everything she is us. So the idea that now that she's gone out and like in a public setting with people who aren't family and aren't friends, and she's like representing like in a good way, like it just makes me proud. And I'm like, okay, like whatever we're doing, it's working out, it's okay. One thing I keep challenging her to do is she knows her teacher's name, but she doesn't know any other kids' names. And I ask her, I'm like, did you play with someone? And she's like, yeah, I chased this boy around the playground. And I was like, okay, what's his name? She's like, oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, did you do anything else? She's like, oh, we played with this costume. She's like, I had to wait. This boy had it first. And I was like, well, what's that boy's name? She's like, well, I don't know. So I told her, I was like, okay. I was like, your goal is to go into class and say, I'm Sawyer, what is your name? And remember the kid's name. So that didn't work last week when we did it, but we'll see this week. I'm just going to keep asking her. And then now also, we've started this, not we, she, Sawyer, this odd thing where when she, so we put her to bed. We've always done the same nighttime routine, right? Every time, every once in a while we read a book or we don't, but always we put her to bed. You know, she goes to the bathroom, brushes her teeth, gets in jammies, brush her hair, puts on some sleepy oils, and then gets in bed. And we always turn off the light and like we sing a couple different like songs, right? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, itsy, itsy, spider, whatever. I do my good night affirmations, you know, we talk a little, and then usually she starts to get sleepy, so we say goodnight. In the past, like, hasn't been every night, but at least out of the last, like, 5 days, three out of these days, as soon as we get up to shut the door, she starts to bawl her eyes out. She's just crying and crying and being like, I'm so scared. Don't let me sleep alone. Don't let me sleep alone. I'm like, what the heck? And so I've stayed in. I'll be like, okay, well, I'll hang out here for a second. So, like, sometimes Luis will, like, turn the light on, check her closet, check under her bed, just, like, reassure her that, like, everything is good. And then last night we put her to bed and she said goodnight, closed the door. And, like, 1 minute later you just hear, like, this crazy scream. Like, ah! And she, like, calls for Luis. And then I, like, because I was, like, right, I was doing some laundry. So I, like, ran in there and I was like, what is it? And she was like, I'm just so scared. And she was, like, crying so hard. And I was like, okay. So I, like, hung out with her and laid in there. And she just kept being like, let me sleep with you. And I was like, no, like, we don't do that. And especially because, like, we go to bed later, like, you know, like, no, like, you have always slept in your bed. Like, I never even had her in our bed when she was, like, a baby, nothing like that. So I was like, honey, like, and I reminded her that we're, like, there to protect her and all these things. And then she started being like, well, there might be a rat. I was like, what? She's like, a rat. There's a rat in here. And I was like, no. I was like, no, there's not. Like, there's no rats in here. And she's like, I just need you to kill it. And I was like, okay, there's no rat. Like, I would know if there's a rat in your room, you know? And like, so Luis, of course, hears that. And then he's freaking out. He's like, oh my God, what if there is a rat in here? We leave that back door open. I'm like, I feel like we would know. Like, we would know if there's a rat, you know? So she, like, finally falls asleep and, like, I start to leave and she's like, please don't go. So I, like, stay a little bit longer. And, like, it's so weird because normally I'm kind of like, like, well, let's just let her cry it out or whatever, you know. But the way she's so sad, she's so sad. It's like pulling on my heart. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, okay. So tonight, like, Luis stayed with her a little bit longer because right as we shut the door, she started to cry. And I don't know if it's her attention. I don't know if she truly is scared. I don't know. You know? So, I'm unsure of why. It's not like she wakes up with nightmares. Like, literally in the morning, it's like nothing happened. Like, she's just like, hi, Mom. I'm like, did you sleep well? She's like, yeah, I slept great. You know, like, literally in the best mood. So, I don't know. I don't know what it is. This all, like, I think this weekend, Luis and I are going to, like, take out all of her stuffed animals, really search through her room, see what's going on. I even have, like, some sage. I'm going to sage it up in there, do a prayer, say, like, see what happens. But, man, like, I don't know why this is happening. It's like I don't want to not believe her that something's going on, but then it's like I don't want to, like, coddle her too much. I don't know if there's just, like, with the change of, like, preschool, like, and the weather maybe. I don't know. Like, it's not like we've had any other major changes or anything like that. So I don't know why. So have your kids ever done that? Do you know any kids who have done that? I don't know. Do you think it's going to be okay? I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I just hope this is like a short-lived phase. I mean, it's not like she's not sleeping. It's just sad. I think it's like, I totally get it. Like, more, I mean, you know, when I talk to my mom, every time I cry to her, whether it's like happy or sad, she cries. And I get that because you feel your kid's pain. You feel it in, right? Like, you are connected to them. You feel it. And like with the way Sawyer is crying, like, I feel it in me, right? And I the other night, I actually hadn't left yet. And it was weird. She like went, oh no, I'm so scared. And it was weird. It was just like it hit her all of a sudden. And I was like, what? And I was like still talking to her going to sleep. And she was like, please, please let me sleep with you. And I was like, no, like we don't do that. We don't do that. So I don't know why that's going on, you know, but it's like aching me. It's like making me like, ugh. And she's like been so sweet lately. She honestly has been pretty good. We had like, it's so weird. Like she, I think it's because she has my small bladder, which I've always had bathroom issues and holding in issues. I had it for a really long time. And she will just have like she just waits just a teeny bit too long. And it like, just like this little drop comes out, so her panties are wet, and so she goes to the bathroom by herself now. I have to go in there if she poops, but otherwise, like, she pees, wipes herself, flushes her toilet, washes her hands all on her own. And so, but then she'll come out and be like, oh mommy, I have to change my panties, it was a itty bitty accident. I'm like, okay. And she did that once today, and then the set, like, it was like right after dinner, she was like, oh no, it was bigger. And so I used to kind of like yell a little, but now I'm just like, Sawyer, like, let's talk about this, you know, like, why are you not listening to your body? And she's like, I just don't want to. I'm like, no, like, come on. I was like, well, now we're gonna have to go to the bathroom more often, because I trusted you before to like know your body, and now like I have to, like, I'm gonna have to tell you to get on the toilet more. And she was like, well, okay. And then she looks at me and she goes, are you mad? And I was like, I'm upset with the situation. She goes, so are you still mad at me? Of course. It's like, that breaks my heart, because I don't want her to think I'm mad at her, you know? Like, Sawyer is obviously very empathetic. Like, she feels and sees emotions very well. Like, when we watch TV, when she sees people, like, if they're angry, she's like, that person's upset, you know, or like, they're rude. And so like, she knows emotions well. And I told her, I was like, I'm always happy with you. It's just that these things are upsetting and they're not okay, and we have to do better, you know? So I think she's put me in check on like how I handle my feelings. So we're all working on something, right? I do think ever since she started asking me if, are you mad, I've like tried to control the way I react, because I am upset. But I mean, I remind myself, she's 3 and she's learning, and I had issues with the bathroom for a very long time, and as much as I hope she didn't get that, she did. And I mean, she still holds it, I think, better than I probably did. But I have to remember, like, the standard I'm holding her at is high in a good way, but also I need to cool my jets. I need to realize she's 3, almost 4, but she's 3. And she's only 3. Like, 3 years is nothing, right? In the sense that she's grown a ton and she's mature and she talks so well and all these things, sure. When you think about 3 years, it's not a lot, right? Like, people hear a puppy, they're like, oh, how old are they? And you go 3, and they're like, oh, they're still a puppy, right? People go, oh, how long's your business been around? Oh, 3 years. Oh, what's still new? How long have you been married? Oh, 3 years. Oh, you're in the honeymoon phase, right? So, I mean, it's like we see all these things where you give it a break, you give it a break, but as a three, like when I hear, when I'm like telling her, like, why don't you understand basic human body functions? She's three. Give her a break. I'm going to need to re-listen to this to remind myself of that. I'm just going to cut this clip and be like, remember this. But yeah. So give yourself a break. Give your kid a break. They only know as much as they know. And we have to learn by doing things ourselves, right? So she knows it's wrong. She knows she needs to change her underwear. So those are all things that are good. The rest will come. Do you agree? You want to talk about your kid? Tell me about them. Send me an email. Wouldn't that be nice? I have an email. thelionsnestpodcast@gmail.com. I have an Instagram if you'd like to DM me or check out any of my new reels at thelionsnest.podcast. Remember, I'm also always here if you're interested in essential oils at all. Feel free to send me an email at the same thing or DM if you have any questions, if you're interested whatsoever. I use them every single day, especially so you're going to school now. Like, I made like an immunity blend that just helps your immunity. I give her a genius blend to help her concentrate, give her kid power, to give her like confidence. Like, there's an oil for everything. So ask me, I'll tell you. I hope you have a great day or time of night or just a great moment right now. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week. Bye.